Glory to Jesus Christ. Today's gospel reminded me of my favorite elder, Elder Cleopa. Elder Cleopa is considered a spiritual father to the whole Romania. He received this unofficial title because he was unwilling to water down his faith. Because of this strong faith, he was persecuted and forced to flee on three different occasions to mountains and forests to hide from the communists. Don't let us think that he was a coward. He retreated because he knew that he has more work to do after the regime falls. Hence his title, the Spiritual Father of Romania. During one of the times where he was forced to go into hiding, he remembered one of the stories that he heard when he was a younger monk. And the story goes like this. Father Ilarion was praying to God for many years for God to reveal to him how devil deceives people. And he begged God for this so he can give the faithful proper advice when they come to him. So one night, after many years of prayer with this intention, God sent an angel to Father Ilarion. And the angel asked him again, "Father, what are you praying for?" And Father Ilarion answered, "I pray and ask our Savior to reveal to me how the devil deceives the people and leads them to hell." The angel replied, "Guard yourself with the sign of the cross and go out on the skirts of the meadow and wait at midnight." So Father Ilarion went, he got settled, and after a few minutes, throne appeared in the middle of the meadow and Satan sat on the throne. I will shorten this story by a lot. But Satan challenged all of the demons to a competition. And whoever wins, they'll get to sit on his throne and will be able to be in a church for a while. And this competition was to tell the Satan the best way to pull people towards him and away from God. So one devil comes, or demon comes, and explains what he does to deceive the people. As this demon says, "I teach the people to be lukewarm. Go to church when you can, but also enjoy your life to the fullest." But Satan was not happy. It was not enough. Then another one approached, and the demon said, "I teach the faithful that there is no God, that there is no Satan, that there is nothing after life. So they just need to enjoy the life as it is." And Satan was not happy, because it's still not enough. And then the third one came, old, wrinkly, gray. And he said to the demon, "This is what I tell them. Yes, there is God. Yes, there is Satan, demons, and angels. There is everlasting torment in hell, and there is eternal glory in heaven. But my friend, there is still enough time. Are you nuts? Are you seriously going to repent starting today?" To a child, I say, "Don't worry, kid. You'll do good deeds later when you are older." To a teenager, I say, "Young man, you have a lot going on at the moment. You are still young. You need to get married, buy a house, experience life, and take in all the world that has to offer." But angel might come to you and it might prompt you that you need to pray more. So I deceive them. "Don't you ever waste your youth praying in vain. You need to live your life. after you get married, settle in, you can think about repentance of sins. But for right now, eat, drink, party, have fun, sin as much as you can, for you are still young. God will forgive you, for He knows man's helplessness. Leave repentance for another time. The demon says that I teach people to postpone their repentance for tomorrow, and then for the day after, and so on and so forth. And the demon goes through the whole day telling Satan how he deceives people not to do their morning prayers because they have enough time. They need to do other things. They don't need to read Bible. They don't have to fast. They don't have to go to church as often because they still are young. They still have enough time. And the demon says at the end, that is how we trick people. Give me today and I'll give you tomorrow. Such is with the sin. It becomes part of the human nature through habit. And then after I, the demon, teach the man to be lazy and sinful, and then I just stand aside and I laugh at him. I do not need to do more. The person gets used to sinning, the transgressions become part of him, and he does them out of his own will, while I stay back. The beginning is very difficult, for I have to teach the man to how to postpone the strengthening of his prayer and good deeds for tomorrow, for the day after, for his old age, for the last minutes of his life. And by delaying in, he learns to live with sin. And Satan was very pleased with this demon and encouraged others to follow his advice so they can win as many as they possibly can. It is a very powerful story that Elder Kloppa says, and I'm sure because of his contemplation on this story, he helped many faithful Christians to break the bond of procrastination. This is why today's gospel reminded me of this story. When the gospel is read, all of us in the church need to stand and listen very carefully, because at the very moment, Jesus Christ is standing in front of us. Sure, I read the gospel, but Christ is reading it to you. And He is teaching you every single commandment, every lesson, every word that is in the gospel is very important to gain eternal life with Him. Today, the rich man, he allowed himself to be lazy. He worked hard. He had a huge harvest, well-deserved harvest probably. And maybe he had a good intention too. I will work hard and gain as much as I can, so when it is good time for me to retire and rest, I can be with God 24/7. And yet, that night, Christ called him to be judged. We cannot allow ourselves to become like this rich man. Even though it sounds so great, it's not. We cannot let ourselves to postpone our repentance because we don't know when will be our time when we will get to meet the just judge. Nothing is promised. So let us remember, every time we are inclined to postpone our repentance or going to church or even doing our morning and evening prayers, we must remember that at every inclination, there is a devil trying to pull us away from God. We must fight against this demon and the temptation for laziness and satisfaction. Glory to Jesus Christ.